So his first tip is think global. Actually work and live abroad for a time. His third tip, think in systems. Have the overview of things. So see the forest and not just the tree. Consider the in and outputs of other processes, which is connected to your own thing. And his last and seventh tip, and accept and also, or accept the change is involved, or change is something that you can't avoid. It's always there. Accept that and also be part of it. Moin friends, Tandem Panda here. Today I have a monologue and talk to myself to practice my English, but also I want to share a talk, and in this talk a person who is an engineer at the end of his career shared to us the stations of his career and his experiences. And I found his life very interesting, so I wanted to talk freely about that, what I take from this talk, and share his thoughts or tips also with you. And by doing so, I could reflect a little bit of what he said and think a little bit more about that. So, as always, have fun with this episode, and
This is Tandem Panda, a podcast about language learning and sharing different experiences with people from around the world.
Listening to experiences from people who are ahead of you the way you want to go is always interesting, and learn from their experiences and also mistakes. And this week I had the opportunity to listen to someone who is, I would say, around his 60s. He has a very interesting career in engineering and many experiences, and he shared it with us. And it was interesting to listen to all the ups and downs he had in his career. And especially for people who are still young and at the beginning of their career, or who just graduated, very interesting to listen to his story. And I thought I would share it, what he said, or what was important for me, or the things I thought was important or were important to mention. And by doing so, I think I can also reflect by myself the things he told us, and to adapt it on my life as well. So I think we can start. So I would say, in the first part, I will give a short summary, or summarize it shortly, what he had done in his life. So secondly, he brought some questions and say that you should think about it. With you, I mean, if you're doing engineering or stuff like that, and also if you're not doing engineering, I think these are important questions you should ask yourself to actually choose your path you want to do, or you want to go in your career, something like that. And last but not least, tips he could, or he wanted to give us from all of his years he has gathered. And I think it's also a good way to share and to think about it, what he actually wanted to do, or no, not what he wanted to do, but what we wanted to do. And to make it short, his career was, why was it interesting? Because it has many ups and downs. He had many, or he made many decisions which were, I think, different to make at this time. So he shifted or he changed his career sometimes. And from he started actually in the after graduating and doing his PhD in a big company. And after 10 years, he said, I want some change. I want more responsibility and something like that, which is different to get to a higher position at big companies. So he said, I change or switch to a smaller or a medium-sized company and to be have more responsibility and also being CEO afterwards in many different companies or medium-sized companies. And yeah, these decisions had many insecurities, but he said to us, if you're insecure, just do the normal things like what are the pros, what are the cons, and get your decision and also do it and don't hesitate or be in doubt with the decision you made, and just continue believing in yourself and believing in your decision. And if it's getting wrong, you learn from that. So he had also experience where his one of his companies or one station at his career is where he was CEO of a company and had and I don't know how to say in English, he went bankrupt, or in German would say insolvency, don't know how to pronounce that. Yeah, he had this experience. It wasn't that it's an experience you don't want to have actually, but it's something you can get it with you. And so ups and downs in his life. And what he said is believe in yourself, learn from the mistakes, and if you are in a situation where you didn't expect you would be, accept the situation and find a way out of it. So this mentality, think with this mentality you can really conquer every challenge you may have in life. And what else was interesting? And so he was CEOs at many different two or three different companies, and that's actually his life. So what I found was really great is the changes he made. He decided something and really did it at the end. And what he was doing is actually as the CEO you had many different departments you have to manage and see how it works together, if I can say like that. And the question he brought for us, or he said that we should think about, is do you want to go more in the wise or in the deep, in the depth? So what he means is you want to be responsible or dealing with many different aspects in the company, don't know, marketing, selling, the product itself, stuff like that. So anything from everything a little bit, and also see the how it works together and the different interfaces. I think it's really important to connect these, so you're not the expert in one field, but you have to manage or overview the whole thing. Or you want to be, or you choose the other path and you want to be really an expert in your field and have a really deep knowledge in this field. So these are the two options you can have at the beginning of your career, and you should think about it, which part you should choose. Both sounds interesting. For him, it was the variety, so the overview of everything. That was something he find interesting, and you may ask why. He said that he always wanted to create products, and to create good products, you need this, all different or tiny parts of this puzzle must be together or playing together in a well manner, so that at the end of the day you get this product. And his second question is, what do you want to do? Do you want to, after graduating, for example, do you want to stay at university and do teaching and stuff like that? Or you want to do, you go to the industry, working for a company, or even it maybe you consider to build up your own company, or you go to offering services. So that's the things you have to do. And if you want to do a company or found a company, I think it's the word, and you have a really strong will to do it or believe in your idea, it's much work, and it's important that you really live that and do it continuously. And and if you want to do or work in an industry, you have to think of in which industry or in which sector you actually want to work. So which are the characteristics of this sector? Which perspectives does it offer for you? Is it really what you want? So thinking ahead what you or where you want to work, if I summarize his second question. And his third question is, if you choose to work in a company, there are also different types of companies. So from small companies or medium size or really in a big company, each of them has pros and cons. So in a big company, I think the pros are, you're actually working in a big company with many different people or experts. And also another aspect I think important is big companies normally have also, or you have a bigger opportunity to work in an international field. I think if I really think of these really big companies in Germany, and but the structure may be not that flexible. Just the things I've heard, it's not what he said. And if you want to really create something or have a known vision, it's difficult to do there. But as I think it's always depends on the company, but it may be more different in a big company where the structure is more fixed. And you have more freedom in a medium-sized company, for example, if the hierarchy is not that strict, and you get more room to do the things you actually think you want to do. And you're not too bounded on any other things. But he didn't mention really, and the things I just mentioned was just what I've read so far. I haven't really think about it, what are really the pros and cons for working in a big company or in a medium-sized company. So be clear what you want, and consider that in your career. Okay, and last but not least, his tips. He gave 7 tips, which I find interesting. He didn't explain it at all, unfortunately, but I try to interpret it. And yeah, so his first tip is think global. And what he want to say is actually work and live abroad for a time. First, it's good for your career, and secondly, what's more important is it's also good for yourself. You just see things you wouldn't see or experience afterwards. And yeah, he also said his time, he spent 3 years in Malaysia, I think, was actually one of his best times in life. So take that opportunity and do it. The second tip is languages are very important, and at least you have to speak good English. At least. Yeah. I think I agree with that, and can't say anything more to that. His third tip, think in systems. He didn't explain what he actually means with that, but yeah, I think have the overview of things. So see the forest and not just the tree. And yeah, consider the in and outputs of other processes which is connected to your own thing. Yeah, that's what I think he wanted to say, but he didn't give us an example to make it more clearly. Yeah, actually can say that easily, but I think it's a difficult thing to do, to think in systems. Yeah, but keep that in mind. So his fourth tip is train your communication skills, especially, yeah, if you're in company, you work with people. Yeah, I think it's important if you can't communicate with the people, and yeah, it's difficult. You're not alone, actually. You always work in teams, in groups, in projects. So that's what I think he means, to be able to get well with them. Not actually get well with them, but be able to, if you're leading a team, you need some, yeah, actually, yeah, it's difficult to explain, but yeah, it's all these things, what if you're in a leading position, what you need, for example, yeah, actually transport your what you want to do to your team, so that actually do and also interact with each other in the way that you want. I think it's not that easy, probably because I have no experience with that, but yeah, it's always with the people. If you can't reach the people, yeah, difficult. And also networking is important. And that's his fourth tip. So don't, or take that more seriously if you don't so far. And yeah, you have to be an expert in your field, but also an expert with human interaction. So his fifth tip, don't be so, or get used to the feeling of a project organization. I actually don't know what he means with that, but I think much of the work in the companies are mostly project-based. So you have a specific time, specific goals to reach, and all that stuff. Specific amount of things you can use, or what's the word, of means, funds, resources, stuff like that. And yeah, I think the limiting thing is time. You have a limited time, you can't do it forever. And yeah, I think what he really wants to say is that the most work you have now in these companies are projects. And yeah, get used to how to work in a project, or also how to lead a project. That's something you should consider, or if you haven't experienced yet in that. The sixth tip is have also or gain knowledge in, in economy. No, I think economy, it's in business administration, yeah. Gain basic knowledge on business administration. Yeah, there are many things or some things you should know. Those are basics. And I don't know these terms in English, so I can't actually tell you now, but basic knowledge in business administration is important. And actually what's more important is what do the investors think? So his experience was, or his bad experience was, is if the investors had in their mind that they want to sell this company and you are the CEO of it, you should be aware of that. Would be helpful. And his last and seventh tip, and accept and also or accept the change is involved, or change is something that you can't avoid, it's always there. Accept that and also be part of it. So actually be active and create this change in the way you want to do. I said this is something you can learn from that. So be curious and accept risk. And he said, accept adventure also. So no risk, no fun. He said it. And yeah, we could see it as in his life. He made many new choices, different choices, which some people may not couldn't follow. For example, when he left the big company and to take more responsibility, yeah, it's something, it's changed actually in its life, and he accepted it and wanted to create something new, or wanted to create the direction he wanted to go. So, and many changes which he doesn't actually plan for, and yeah, accept that and create it or direct it in the way you want to do. And yeah, what he said at the end is take your destiny in your hands, or yourself in your hands. Yep. Yeah, and so at the end, I think very interesting tips and questions you should ask yourselves, and very impressive career of him. Yeah, hope it was also interesting for you, and you could take some tips and informations from that, and maybe think more about the fact that he mentioned help you to think more about your own life. And yeah, that's for today, and yeah, see you soon.